Wednesday, May 13th, 7:45 a.m. at my NHH locker. Why does attending Northampton Hills feel like I'm living in some insanely freaky alternate universe? This morning, Tiffany, Haley, and Ava met me at the front door. Tiffany greeted me with a big hug and air kisses. So, how is my new BFF today? Love your shoes. Haley and Ava just looked me up and down with contempt and didn't say a word. Jealous much? As we walked down the hall, Tiffany was so busy texting her latest selfie that she accidentally slammed into a guy carrying a book bag, a small box, and what looked like a plastic lightsaber. Stunned, he lay sprawled on the floor next to his glasses.
OMG, are you okay?
You clumsy idiot, Tiffany snarled. How am I supposed to send a text with you body slamming me like this is the Super Bowl?
I'm sorry, Tiffany,
the guy stammered, slightly dazed as he slowly picked himself up.
You science club geeks are so pathetic, Haley scowled. And aren't you a little old to be bringing your toys to school? I bet it's for show and tell. Would you better get going because the second grade classrooms are in the elementary school building down the road?
Ava laughed as the guy hobbled away, humiliated.
Get a life!
Tiffany resumed texting and said,
I can't wait for you guys to see the two selfies I took this morning of me brushing my teeth and eating my pancakes. You're going to love them.
I stood there in shock, pondering whether these girls were extremely cruel or just mind-numbingly clueless. I finally decided they were both, and it made me so angry I wanted to spit. Actually, Tiffany, it looked to me like you bumped into that guy, I said, highly annoyed. Thank goodness he wasn't hurt. She suddenly stopped texting and stared at me. Haley and Ava folded their arms and wrinkled their noses like I just sprayed myself with a new fragrance called Fresh Cat Pee.
Nikki, what's your problem?
I think you're just jealous of my fab selfies, Tiffany said, accusingly, as Haley and Ava nodded in agreement. I don't have a problem, but if you text in a crowded hallway, you're probably going to bump into people, I tried to explain patiently. All three girls gave me such giant eye rolls, I thought their eyeballs were going to pop out and roll down the hall.
So you're going to pretend to be Miss Perfect, Tiffany smirked. Sorry, Nikki, but everyone here has heard about your reputation.
I know I'm not perfect, I said, defending myself. But I don't go out of my way to be unusually cruel to people either.
Oh, really? Then why did that Mackenzie Hollister girl transfer to the school to get away from you? Haley asked.
According to the latest gossip, you made her life totally miserable, Ava said.
That's not true, I exclaimed.
Well, I'd be miserable too if someone ruined my big birthday bash by sabotaging the chocolate fountain so that my BFF and I ended up completely drenched in chocolate, Tiffany sneered.
Yeah, and you cheated in your school's art show, you cheated in the talent show, and you cheated in the charity ice show, Haley taunted. Not to mention the fact that you shoved that poor girl into a dumpster during the sweetheart dance and pushed her down a ski slope. She could have been killed, Ava said scornfully.
Sorry, but none of those things are true, I shot back. They're all just nasty rumors that someone is spreading about me.
I would never, ever do any of those horrible things.
Okay, so you didn't
toilet paper Mackenzie's house in the middle of the night with some of your CCP friends? Tiffany asked, narrowing her eyes at me. Haley and Ava stared at me too, with complete disdain. Of course, all of this made me really mad. No, I didn't, I screamed. Then an awful memory suddenly popped into my head and kind of freaked me out. You know, the memory from 5 months ago of me having a sleepover at Zoe's and toilet papering Mackenzie's house in the middle of the night on New Year's Eve? Well, okay, I muttered. Now that I think about it, maybe I did pull a prank on Mackenzie by toilet papering her house, but I didn't do any of the other scandalous stuff, so don't even go there. Just admit it, Nikki. You're a queen bee just like me. You ruthlessly go after whatever you want and will totally annihilate anyone or anything that gets in your way. I actually admired that about you until you turned on me like a pack of wolves, Tiffany growled. This is insane. I just suggested that you not text in a crowded hallway. How is that turning on you? I responded. Sorry, Nikki, but I unfriend you. Come on, girls, let's go, Tiffany exclaimed. I need to capture this very intense moment in my life with another selfie. Then Tiffany, Haley, and Ava sashayed down the hall. I just hate it when snobby mean girls sashay. I went straight to the luxurious East Wing, to my oversized locker near a beautiful, super expensive chandelier, and started writing about everything that had just happened. Even though I was in a huge school filled with hundreds of students, I suddenly felt all alone. I swallowed the large lump in my throat as my eyes filled with tears. I never thought I'd ever miss my friends and my school WCD so much. There was no doubt in my mind that Tiffany, Haley, and Ava were definitely the mean girls that the office secretary had warned me about. And the less I had to do with them, the better.